Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, is there really a difference between a Ouija board and a psychic circle board? And what is a psychic circle board?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And I'm not Tony Bruschi. I'm Carol Hughes. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, and it's a big one, then become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days absolutely free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. So since I'm Carol Hughes hosting the show today, I'm hosting with someone different today, and I'm very excited. Everybody say hello to my sister, Kathy Gordon.
Hey, you guys, it's so great to be here.
I am
so, you know, ready to talk scary stuff.
I love talking about scary stuff.
I know.
So if people are like, what the heck is going on? You're changing my favorite program. Give me Tony Bruschi. Here's the deal. Tony is going nowhere, but we're adding some more episodes. So you and I are going to host a couple a week. I'm still hosting with Tony. Tony's still hosting with Todd. Tony's still hosting with Harper. So you're still going to hear everybody, but you will hear a couple episodes a week where it's just me and Kathy, which it really makes me happy because you and I have talked about ghosts since, I don't know, like I was seven, probably. And so this is just kind of fun for us.
It is fun, but you just cracked me up. You just said Tony's going nowhere. Tony is not going nowhere. Tony has, is going all sorts of places.
He's like so busy. That's the problem. He's got so many things going on that I'm just kind of helping him out, actually. And no, it's fun for me. I was like, oh my God, I'd love to do this. So Kathy, have you ever heard of a psychic circle board?
I have not. I hadn't either.
So I looked over this story that we're going to talk about tonight, and it talks about psychic circle board. So, and it talks about getting one from Amazon. So I went to Amazon to see what a psychic circle board is and if you could really buy them. And you can. They're right about $29.99. $30 would be way too much to spend. And here's what it has to say about them. Enter the realm where reality and mystery merge with the psychic circle board. Magical message board and companion book, which is really hard to say. Open this box and embark on a journey into yourself and beyond. Inside is all you will need to be thoroughly delighted the next time you and your psychic circle of friends get together for an evening of fun, surprises, and magical messages. The magical message board and companion book are always ready to be consulted for problem solving, decision making, creative inspiration, and wisdom. Would you like to know how it works, Kathy?
I would.
Okay, here it goes. You may address the board alone or with a partner. Concentrate on your question, whether spoken aloud or not. Touch your fingertips to the psychic circle's magical message indicator. Don't ask me to say that again. And watch it move across the beautifully illustrated full-color game board as if by magic. The indicator will come to rest through the power of your mind and beyond. And now on the board, there are 20 keywords. There's 11 colors, 40 universal symbols. There's letters to the alphabet, numbers. So to me, it sounds like a Ouija board, doesn't it?
It's a Ouija board crossed with a Beatles album. The magical mystery board is coming to take me away. That's what I keep thinking. Every time you say that, I'm like, it's a Beatles album.
Well, and maybe the cover art of this psychic circle game board thing could be it. It kind of looks like an album art, really. But it's kind of cool looking. It kind of looks like if you took tarot cards and a Ouija board and put them all together and made it circular. That's kind of what it looks like. So I don't know. To me, if it, you know, it's kind of like the duck thing. It's kind of like if it, it kind of acts like a Ouija board. Is it a Ouija board? I don't know. So anyway,
I want to find out. What brings this up?
Well, because that's what we're going to talk about in tonight's episode.
Okay.
Here we go. So we got a letter, and it's from Kira from New York. She said, I've been listening to your podcast for a week now through Spotify, and I must tell you, you guys are amazing. And I think she's talking about Tony. Anyway, I am not a sensitive, nor have I a gift to see spirits, but I've had so many experiences. This one I'm about to share is from the year 2015 in one of the colleges in Westchester, New York. It all started with curiosity about whether this psychic circle board purchased by my friend worked. I'll call her Alice here for privacy. At first, Alice and her roommate Liz, also not her real name, did not tell me about the board. After a few tries, they texted me to hang out with them, and then they told me they bought this psychic circle board and they'd been playing with it. At first, I was like, what the hell? You guys believe in those boards? Ouija boards are not safe, guys. But then they explained to me that the psychic circle board is not like the Ouija board, for it only calls on positive spirits only. Which is, that just, I mean, I don't know.
I'm a little skeptical.
I don't know. It just seems to me like, what's the difference? I don't know. So continuing on.
Exactly. I don't know. That's why I'm a little nervous about good and bad spirits and just calling on anything. How do you know exactly it's only going to be good?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So here's some more of the story. Alice and Liz told me they've been communicating with a ghost named Catherine. According to Catherine, she was born in Vermont and died at the age of 16. Why was she at the campus? Well, she said she just likes to hang out there. These were some of the things Catherine told Alice and Liz through the board. After Alice and Liz told me about the board, they also told me that they asked Catherine if I should play the board with them, and she said, yes. But why me, I asked. Apparently, the board needs someone who has a very energetic personality because the spirit will need to move the circle around the board. The spirit will need it to move the circle around the board. I guess meaning that if you're like a downer person and you don't have enough energy, nothing will happen. So those people can use a Ouija board? I'm just adding that in there because like that's how you call the dark spirit because you don't have all the energy. I don't know.
I don't know.
So she says, I'll be honest. I was really curious to see what this board was about. Even though I was kind of skeptical, I still had my mind open to it. When we got to the dorm where Alice and Liz lived, we locked the door and then Alice went under bed to grab the box. I kind of giggled because it was in its Amazon Prime box and I was surprised that Amazon would actually sell such a thing. And as we have previously established, they do. You can buy one today for $29.99. We set up the board, put the round piece of glass in the middle, and then put our fingers on the glass. Before we started, we had to read a prayer from a book that came with a box while we circled the glass around the board with our fingers to warm it up. At this point, I was getting anxious because I don't know if I should believe it. At the same time, I needed to keep an open mind so the board would actually work. But it's here already. I'm doing it. So I was stuck with it. We finished the prayer as we put the glass in the middle of the board and Liz mumbled, Catherine, are you here? There was nothing. Then Alice asked the same question. Still, no movement. So I looked at them with a very judgy facial expression, like just cut the crap already sort of face. So I decided to ask it sarcastically. Catherine, hi. Are you really here or are my friends just being silly? And then I move, then it moved to yes. And then it spelled H-E-L-L-O. Completely shocked. I looked at my friends. Come on, you guys. We're moving it. Liz, don't move it. I swear it's not me or Alice. It's Catherine. I don't even have my finger pressed hard enough, yelled Liz. Alice then added, well, why don't you ask her a question that no one knows the answers so you can actually believe she's real? Well, I recently got a pet bunny at the time, and I hadn't got the chance to tell them about it because they had cornered me already with this board news. So I asked Catherine, do you know the name of my new pet rabbit? In addition to my friends looking at me confused that I got a rabbit, the glass started circling the board as if it was searching for a letter, and then it stopped at R-O-G-E-R. Which I'm adding clever. In here, right? Isn't that adorable?
Yeah,
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
So adorable. I had chills all over me. How is this possible? I kept asking myself. So I asked more questions that no one knew what the answers would be. And Catherine answered all of them. That was it. I was a believer in the board. I was a believer that Catherine existed. I was hooked on this board. I played with the board with Alice and Liz at least once a week. Then apparently, Catherine can foresee the future, so we got even more addicted to it. 70% of the time, she was on point telling us the future, which was a pretty big deal for some of us, at least to Alice, because Alice got obsessed with it, and she was consulting the board before doing something or if she just wanted to know something. Catherine not only became her eyes on the campus, but also her way of seeing the future. Well, me and Liz saw how she became a little irritated when we didn't want to play with the board because we saw how it affected her life decisions. So we decided not to play the board for now during that time to calm Alice down, which eventually it did. So during our avoidance of using the board, even though we hadn't played the board, Catherine made sure we knew she was still around. At least we thought it was her. She told us there was other spirits roaming around the campus, but my dorm friends were... But the dorm my friends were in, that was her base. So Catherine would move things like hairbrushes and spoons and TV remotes, change channels, knock on the walls, play music, caress our hair, throw tiny rocks around the room. It may sound like there is some explanation for all of these, but we know for sure it was the spirit. I'm going to add in here, that's a lot of stuff. Like I could
that
see...
Is. That's that.
Mm-hmm. I could see like a hairbrush moving. I could see... The TV changing channels, a knock on the wall. But when all of those things are happening after you've kind of been playing around with a psychic circle board and you've met this spirit, Catherine, it's kind of like you opened that.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says Catherine was not harmful at all. If she was alive, she would have been pretty much a teenager living around the campus being a nosy spirit. There are more things I've experienced with this board, but so far my encounter with Catherine was my favorite, and I always will share this story whenever I'm given the chance because somehow she helped me. So it's like a good spirit story, and you know, some we don't get a lot of those. A lot of them are kind of dark and scary, and I kind of like the nicer spirits like this. But do you think that it could be, you know, with a psychic circle board, you have prayers that you have to say? Or does that just put you in a different headspace? I don't know.
Like, I would be nervous that because anytime I think you open up a channel, right, to an alternate universe or another world or another, you know, dimension, what's to keep other things out?
That's my thing. Because that's why, like, you know, when I moved into this house, because Kathy knows, like, I'm very freaked out. I've talked about this on the show before, but I don't want to live any place haunted. And I did not want to buy a haunted house. At the closing, I'm asking the girl, I'm like, I know this is going to sound crazy, but is the house I just bought haunted? And she's like, oh no, it's got great energy. But I walked in and I was like, you know, I don't want any of this. I don't want to be scared. You can live here. You know, I kind of addressed them. But I think like if you let things in, you can't stop things from getting in.
But that's what I wonder with that. You know, like the thought of these things moving around, and they seemed to all be comfortable that it was Catherine, and, you know, that she was okay. And, you know, but I've been having similar things at my house lately. And well, not just lately, over the But lately, a few things have happened. Let's put it that way. And like, for example, yesterday, right? I come home, run into after work. I'm changing my clothes so I can go walk the dog. And I'm changing my clothes, and the dog is sitting on the corner of my bed, looking at my dresser, tilting his head back and forth. And I look over at the dresser, and I have three pictures that sit on my dresser. And one of the pictures, just one of them, is turned around facing the wall. Now, you can't bang your dresser that hard that something's completely turned around,
right,
and not move anything else on the dresser, right? There's other things there. So as my point is, as I was thinking that and seeing it, you know, my first thought was, apparently what's ever in here wants to get my attention. And it seems a pretty non-threatening way to do it.
Yeah,
just
subtly.
Turn a picture around, right? Just move something around. And that's what I'm thinking when I'm hearing this Catherine thing. You know, the things that seemed to be happening didn't seem to be things that were completely scaring her. But it was like, get my attention. And then right after that, I thought, I wonder if that's hard to do. Right? Like if you're a
like
spirit
get the
from
attention?
Another dimension. No, a spirit from another dimension to actually have the power enough to turn something.
Oh.
To move something.
I kind of think it would be maybe a piece of cake for some.
Maybe
it's something
maybe
you
it's
kinda,
completely easy.
Like you graduate up to it, you know. It's like I'm Bewitched, you know, how when you first started on your powers. But, you know, maybe you have to be more of a powerful spirit. I don't know. I've never really thought
about
that.
It just all of a sudden it occurred to me. I thought, I just wonder if that's hard for this being, whatever this is, that's been doing these things around my house to do it. Like how much energy that takes, or if it does at all. I don't know.
I think it's like, you know what? I'm just going to F with her and turn around one picture. I could turn around every picture in this house, but I'm not doing that because this will really drive her crazy. That's why I'm doing it.
Just turning one.
So real quick question. Would you buy a psychic circle board? Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you
but
use
not
it?
For 20, not for $29.99. That's too much money, but I would split it with you.
Oh, 15 each.
Yeah, 15. I would go up to $14.99.
But
I won't go to $29.99.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I'm not going to play it with you. Sorry.
Oh,
you'll have to find some other sucker. Hey, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Carol Hughes, and thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.